If our military were given orders to fire on Americans, would they remember their oaths and refuse? The Oath Keepers won't leave that to chance. They are reaching, teaching, and inspiring the current serving military and police to do what they swore to do: defend the Constitution. Visit www.oathkeepers.org to learn more. You don't have to be prior service to join. Freedom-loving citizens can join as associate members. Oath Keepers is now urging veterans to stand up for state sovereignty, with Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes part of the Nullify Now tour. Go to www.oathkeepers.org. You are listening to TRX on the 10th Amendment Center Radio Network.
It passed unanimously through the People's House. It passed unanimously out of the committee in the Senate. And then it was sold out by a letter from John Murphy, United States Attorney with the Department of Justice. This is a threat to create a domestic no-fly zone over Texas. That is an act of war, as far as I'm concerned.
There it is again, Michael Bolden, someone that is not scared anymore. Michael Bolden and Phil Russo back with you on TRX. That was the voice of Heather Fazio from Texans for Accountable Government, who is going to be joining us in a second. You know, Michael Bolden, a lot of times I get questions from people and they say, you know, Michael Bolden seems like a real narcissistic, shameless self-promoter when I hear him on the radio. Is he really that kind of guy? And I always say to them, no, he is not that kind of guy. That is just a character that he plays 24 hours a day.
Stop lying. Oh, 24 hours. Yeah, okay.
It was a little, what do you call that? So Heather Fazio from Texans for Accountable Government joins us live right now. What part of Texas are you calling in from, Heather?
Hey, guys, I'm calling from Austin.
Austin, Texas. We're very glad to have you. That was a great clip that we just heard of you. And we've been talking, Michael had mentioned a blog by Mike Meharry about how he's not going to be afraid anymore. And I heard the same kind of thing in that clip from you, and I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's really the bottom line with a lot of this, and I was glad that I caught the last segment of the show before I came on, because that is so important for us to not be afraid. There's really nothing for us to be afraid of anymore. We're already having our freedom desecrated by our own government, the same government that was supposed to be the haven of freedom on this planet for human beings, and we're now being terrorized by that very government, and we don't have anything else left to be afraid of. You know, there's terrorist boogeymen behind every corner, and, you know, there's all these reasons why they keep us afraid, especially here in Texas with all the violence on the border, which is very real, but they're turning that into fear for other humans, the immigrants that are coming here, and then turning peaceful immigrants into the terrorists, into the people that we're supposed to be afraid of. And it's totally unacceptable. And it's high time we stop being afraid and start standing up for ourselves.
Yeah. Terrorists, immigrants, and the government. It's like the scary trifecta. It's like a poltergeist kind of thing. Rick Perry, the about face on getting the TSA bill into the special session. What do you think where did that come from?
Well, it's been a big battle. In that clip, we talked about how the Department of Justice had threatened us. The bill had been passed unanimously out of the House, and it was well on its way to get passed because it was so obvious that the Texas people are fed up with this. And I've been using that phrase a lot because that's the title of Rick Perry's book, because it's absolutely right. That title of that book is very suiting for the sentiment of Texans and Americans across this country that we are fed up with it. And so it had passed unanimously out of the House and out of the Senate committee, and then it got stalled out by the Department of Justice threatening a no-fly zone. And our senators cowered to this. I don't think that they realize that we're serious about passing this bill. We are serious about protecting our families from an out-of-control federal agency. So when it stalled out, it sucked, to be quite honest. And we weren't sure if we were going to be able to get back on. And then he immediately called a special session, Rick Perry did, which was great. And so we had been trying to get this on the special session. And he said publicly in a conference call that if we had a consensus, if he had the votes on both sides in the Senate and the House, he would add it to the special session. Well, it wasn't until last Wednesday, on the heels of a ballsy demonstration at the Capitol, where some activists dressed up like TSA agents with their Nazi armbands, which is very suiting, and did some mock pat-downs and presented letters to the offices of the senators who had cowered to the federal government, thanking them, because the TSA loves putting their hands down children's pants, and thanking them for not doing anything to defend Texans. The video is great. If you guys go to the TAG Facebook page, I'm sure you can find it. It got picked up by a lot of the news, and it really just demonstrates how absurd it is to be allowing federal agents to do what would be a crime in any other circumstance. So that was last Tuesday. Wednesday, Senator Patrick announced that he did, in fact, have votes on the Senate side, which put us in a position to get this placed on the agenda because we already had 112 co-authors in the House. So we have the votes on both sides. We hadn't heard anything from Governor Perry. Well, Wesley Strackbine of TSATyranny.com, who's been great at helping us with this effort, he's been here all along the way making some great efforts. And what he did is drove through the night on Friday night to get to New Orleans because he found out about a book signing Governor Perry was having on Saturday morning. So he went and he stood in line. You weren't allowed to have a video camera within, I don't know, 10 feet of Rick, you know, Rick Perry, His Majesty. And so we had somebody filming from the line, and then Wes had a high-quality audio recorder in his pocket. And what he did is ask what the governor's intentions were on bringing the TSA bill. Well, first, now I'm not going to call him a liar because maybe he hadn't heard. Which is unacceptable, to be quite honest, because if he hasn't heard that we have the vote and that we've been screaming at him, then he's not paying a damn bit of attention to what's going on here in Texas. And so
he
said no, they don't have a vote.
For president.
Yeah, well, now he actually might have a better shot now that he's added this. People might back him. Anyway, so he said that Wesley informed him that, yes, in fact, we do have the votes, and asked him, in light of that, will you add it to the special session? And he said, probably not. We don't have the time, which is totally bogus because his constitutional authority, when he calls a special session, is to determine what bills will be heard, and he has the authority to call another special session if those bills don't pass. And he has done it before. He can do it again. It's completely at his discretion, and that's what we're going to expect if this doesn't pass, because he did add it. That's the good news. Monday, he did add it to this call for the special session on Monday evening, and it's all because of the activism that was going on this last week and really this last 6 months of phone calls, thousands and thousands of phone calls flooding our state capitol, the emails flooding, office visits, people who have never even been to the capitol, coming down and going and visiting their representative and their senator and making sure that they are going to vote for this bill. And not only vote for it, but vocally, publicly support the bill and make sure that not only the Department of Justice, but every other state knows that Texas is not afraid of the feds, and we will protect our citizens through this legislation, this legislative session.
You know, this is really kind of showing the power of the grassroots, Heather. And I know you guys at Texans for Accountable Government were really in the lead on this. And I think more and more people have to take the attitude of, you know, even when the odds seem insurmountable, that there's something that can be done. Now, the question that Steve Basinger from our Texas 10th Amendment Center was asking, I know he had mentioned to us that there's actually a hearing come up on this. Is there something going on? Was it the Senate or the House? Is there a hearing coming up this week?
Yes, the bill has already passed out of the committee, reported favorably in the House side, and it's actually scheduled to be voted on Friday in the House, which I'm sure it'll pass unanimously again, and then it'll go to the Senate. What was scheduled, what Steve was talking about, is something that's actually changed since then. It was scheduled for a hearing tomorrow, but in light of it being placed on the calendar for the House on Friday, the chairman of the Transportation and Homeland Security Committee moved the hearing to Monday. That way they don't have to hear it twice. That way it can pass on Friday, and then on Monday they can pick it up in the Senate, and then hopefully on Tuesday it'll pass right out of the Senate too.
And what do you expect happens after it passes?
Well, I you know what? I have been kind of holding on to my seat now that he's added it to the special session, because I'm watching everything that they're doing, because the feds, you know, they tried to threaten us with some empty bogus threat of a no-fly zone. It's just flat out never going to happen. They will never do that. And so I'm worried about what kind of tricks they have up their sleeve. I know that they've been oppressing people for a long time now, and so they have they have methods to their madness. And so that's what I've been watching out for. And, you know, I'm really not sure. One of the things that I would like to see is us make some kind of effort to the TSA agents themselves, you know, the workers that are there having to do the pat-downs, and reaching out to them and letting them know, because they are going to be the ones, and I wish they had to take an oath. They don't even have to take an oath, but that would make the marketing a lot easier. It's just uphold your oath and stand up against this rogue agency, because really the bottom line is it's going to come down to them, because what this bill does, the new bill for the special session, actually identifies what the enhanced pat-downs are as official oppression, which is different than the sexual assault charge that the TSA agents would have incurred before. But now it's actually official oppression, which I think is just as, if not more, appropriate, because it does, the definition in the statute for official oppression does include sexual harassment. So, you know, I would like to see some, you know, unity and solidarity with them in standing up against this and saying, no, Texas is right, and this law is right, and I'm not going to violate it just because your policy says that we're supposed to.
Heather, we just have another few seconds here before we have to let you go. So tell us two things so the listeners can hear live and then on the podcast. One, if they support this bill and they're in Texas, what do they need to do on Monday to make sure that those maybes in the Senate move forward? And two, how do they follow your work, whether it's Facebook or the Tag Texas website?
Sure. If you want to do something to help this effort, what we need right now is to shore up the votes in the Senate. If you go to tsatyranny.com, they have an urgent action alert, and they have a list of every senator and where they stand on the bill. What we need to do is put some pressure on the about 7 to 10 senators that are undecided. So if you can make those phone calls, it literally took me less than 10 minutes to go through and urge them to please support the TSA pat-down bill. It's an easy call. They're very receptive. They're actually pretty quick to get you off the phone, so they thank you for calling and take your name and your position. So please do go to tsatyranny.com, find the urgent action alert, and follow the instructions there. And then if you want to follow what's going on here in Texas, go to find Texans for Accountable Government on Facebook, and then you can find me, Heather Fazio, on Facebook also, and I try to keep people updated up to the minute on what's going on, when hearings are going to be, and what they can do. And, you know, get active, because this world is really ours for the taking, and we're demonstrating that right now.
Heather, thanks so much. We really appreciate you calling from Austin, Texas, telling us what's been going on down there with the TSA bill. We'll be watching it and probably talking about it next Wednesday, because I assume by our next broadcast it should be passed and signed into law. So we'll start to get into the aftermath of what happens. So again, thank you, Heather Fazio.